From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. Later on tonight, the Ascension Mysteries with David Wilcock. Get ready about good and evil. Here's what's happening. Well, even before the FBI identified new cyber attacks on two separate state election boards, the Department of Homeland Security began considering declaring the election a critical infrastructure, giving it the same control over security that it has over Wall Street and the electric power grid. The latest admissions of attacks could speed up that effort, possibly including the upcoming presidential election. According to officials, they are concerned about hacking. Dangerous confrontations between Iran and the U.S. Navy are becoming even more frequent than previously estimated. According to new data, the number of provocative interactions between Iranian vessels and the U.S. Navy in the Persian Gulf nearly doubled in the first half of 2016 compared with the same period a year ago. The National Weather Service says Hurricane Madeline could become dangerously close to the Big Island of Hawaii by Wednesday and may have impacts worse than Tropical Storm Isel in 2014. At that point, the Tropical Storm Isel toppled hundreds of trees on the Big Island, caused $79 million in damage, and also Hurricane Lester will mark the seventh system to enter the Central Pacific Basin this hurricane season. Virginia health officials say that there are now 40 confirmed cases of hepatitis A that are connected to frozen strawberries used in tropical smoothie cafe locations across that state. That's up from 28 cases less than a week ago. Jeff Nelkin, our food safety coach. Jeff, what the heck is going on over there?
Well, I think first, you know, they just identified one of the staff workers having Hep A, so that person could have been a carrier. And, you know, we're also looking at personal hygiene. So I think it's going to be an opportunity, A, to look at these strawberries that have come from Egypt that they feel may have tracked, you know, this hepatitis A. And then obviously what's going on in these particular operations where they make their smoothies, what's the personal hygiene looking like, how do they handle it, you know. So I think the health department has to dig in and, you know, see what's going on.
Now, hepatitis A is contracted primarily from what? Dirty hands and all kinds of mess.
Feces, right, exactly.
All right, Jeff, thank you.
Contaminated water. If anybody has the symptoms, they need to contact their local health department immediately, you know, to get advice from the medical department.
It's just so frustrating. You go to a restaurant or you go to a place just to have a little fun, a little dinner, a little something, a little treat, and you come down with hepatitis A. Now, people share their dinners with dogs and some share their beds, but that kind of closeness generally isn't as much of a major danger to human health as this new kind of closeness uncovered by unsuspecting scientists. There is now scientific evidence that some people may be sharing their pets' medications. That's right. The use of pet meds was so unexpected, the scientists didn't even ask about it in a survey about unprescribed antibiotic use. But people must have done it frequently, as they actually wrote it in their answers, saying it is one way they get off prescription antibiotics by using their pet medicine. Unbelievable. Now you know why I don't like clowns. Authorities in South Carolina are investigating reports of a person in a clown suit attempting to lure children into the woods near an apartment complex there. The warning to residents came last week at the Fleetwood Manor Apartments in Greenville, South Carolina, when the property manager distributed a letter. John Lennon's killer will remain behind bars after being denied parole for the ninth time. The New York State Board of Parole says that it is again denied parole to Mark David Chapman, who on December 8, 1980, shot and killed the former Beatle outside his luxury Manhattan apartment. The 61-year-old Chapman has pleaded guilty to second-degree murder and is serving a sentence of 20 years to life in a correctional facility in New York. Apple has already threatened to cut jobs in Europe after Brussels ordered it to repay, get this, $14.5 billion, the biggest tax bill ever imposed outside of the United States. Astronomers engaged in the search for extraterrestrial intelligence are training their instruments now on a star around 94 light years from Earth after a very strong signal was detected by a Russian telescope. An international team of researchers now examining the radio signal and its star, described in a paper by Italian astronomer Claudio Macone and others as a strong candidate for SETI in the hopes of determining its origin. What else is going on in the skies? Let's check in with Dr. Skies, Stephen Cates. Stephen, what do you got for us this week?
Well, George, we come closer to home with all these great discoveries out there in the deep cosmos. We talk about and salute six scientists living in this isolated Mars simulation in Hawaii. They've just ended their lonely one-year mission. And this is fascinating. It didn't seem to get a whole lot of press, but I thought it appropriate to talk about here to the Coast audience. So amazing, because if we're ever going to go to Mars, and we certainly will, hopefully within the next maybe 20 years, some say at best, these six scientists, as part of this University of Hawaii project, George, on the northern slope of the Mauna Loa volcano, lived very, very quietly, as they would have to wear spacesuits to come out, you know, just like a Mars simulation, searching for water, depriving themselves of the green vegetables and fruits that we all need in our lives. But what's so amazing about that is that we've really come to the conclusion that human beings can do this, and that's a great step forward, as we naturally know, to manned exploration for the planet Mars. I don't know if I would be a good candidate. I don't know if you would, but it's an amazing story. But, George, as we look into our crystal ball in astronomy, and that's more into the telescope, here's what we can expect for some of the highlights for September, very briefly. On the 1st of September, those lucky enough and fortunate enough to travel to the next solar eclipse, this is an annular one, meaning that the moon is smaller than the sun. Lucky observers along Africa, the great continent, will get to see that. But we have here, for all of the listening audience, another great full moon coming up in September. This, of course, the beautiful full harvest moon, high in the sky for a few evenings, and thus the name Harvest Moon, where farmers of days gone by would, of course, cultivate crops. But it'll be a fascinating month, too, because that conjunction, I don't know if you got to see it, George, I hope you did over the weekend, that was quite amazing, both Venus and Jupiter. But now, in the live sky, if you look into the west after sunset, Venus regains that position and title of the beautiful evening star. So many wonderful things, George, happening, the equinox coming on the 22nd, and we'll be back next week, of course, with more exciting things talking about in the sky. And as Dr. Sky reminds everyone, always simply, remember to keep your eyes to the sky.
You got it. Thanks, Stephen. Appreciate it. Up next, the numbers lady, Glynis McCants, joins us with all kinds of stories about all kinds of people next on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Glynis McCants, of course, the numbers lady, has been studying numerology all her life. She believes that knowledge is power. Her website, numberslady.com, worth hundreds of thousands of people visit that. She's got a couple books out, Love by the Numbers, and Glynis has your number as well. And here she is back on Coast to Coast. Glynis, I'm in St. Louis, or else I would have been closer to you.
Oh, you're in St. Louis. You'd love to go back there, though, right?
I do. The kids are here. The grandchildren are here. And I had a great live event in Asheville, North Carolina last weekend. And it's much easier to fly there from St. Louis than Los Angeles.
Yeah, well, when I was on hold, I believe I was talking to Tom about it, right? It was amazing, your event.
It was super, and we got to get you at one of them one day.
It sounds so much fun.
That would be great. What's new with you?
Well, working nonstop, doing those numerology roundtables, and certainly focusing on the election, but also looking at the number patterns of this whole year and how it's affecting all of us.
Lots of new people always coming aboard. 615 stations now.
How many?
615.
Oh, my gosh.
North America. That includes
like 500
Canada.
And something, so you're growing.
We are indeed. But with the new people, they're probably saying right now, what's numerology?
Exactly.
So go ahead.
Okay, numerology is a science of numbers. It's 2,500 years old, and Pythagoras was the creator of the system that I use. There are other types of numerology, but this is the one that I find is consistently accurate. His belief is that everything in the universe has vibration. That means you can walk into a building and feel vibration there. You can own a company and feel a vibration for your company. But the most powerful vibration are people. They're all of us. When we're born, George, we come through with a certain tone, and that's why you can meet someone who you can make beautiful music with, or someone who is toxic to you, and no matter what you say, it's a breakdown in communication. That is what I teach true numerology.
Sad story. Gene Wilder, dead at the age of 83. I just love that guy. He was hilarious.
Wasn't he so funny?
Oh, something else.
He was hands down. I mean, I just watched Young Frankenstein again recently and was just laughing so hard at his antics. But this is what I've noticed. You know, in this year of nine, it's true. We've lost so many people. You know, whether it's Muhammad Ali, Prince, we lost Patty Duke. We've lost all these people, and people are wondering why. Why so many this year? Like, remember how people used to say it happens in threes?
Mm-hmm.
But now it's every day, practically, right,
the,
George?
The manager of the boys' bands, Lou Pearlman, he died in the same day that Gene Wilder died, the Mexican singer Gabriel died.
Yeah, so it's nonstop. And I don't know about your own life, but I've certainly had a lot of loss in my life. And I have friends.
Well, I've had my dad go and my sister go over the course of the last 4 years,
yeah.
And that's pretty close to home.
It's hard. And so here's what it is. 2016, that is vibration. That's called a world number. And when you take 2 plus 1 plus 6, that's a 9. 9 does represent the end of something. It's like bringing things to a close. So a lot of people will cross over during this cycle, and then the rest of us who stay, we move on to the next thing, which is we get our power back. We regroup. Because if you'll notice this year, don't you feel how out of control it is, George?
Yes, and I was going to also ask you, why does it feel, I thought last year went by fast.
Yeah.
This year is going by even faster. Why? Why do these years feel that way?
I think it has a lot to do with the exposure we have now. You can't look like, if you go on your computer to maybe write a note to a friend, instead you get a headline, right?
Yeah.
You are constantly bombarded by information. And if you are an information person, your days fly by. That's what's happening. It's going so quickly. But this year of nine, because it's coming to the end, it's all about focus. Like in your case, you know, we all have a personal year cycle.
Mm-hmm.
You're in a personal year of one, which means you're trying to get things done in your life. It's like, what do I do to get in the driver's seat of my life? What do I do to enjoy myself more? So when you focus on you, it does move quickly. It's like, this is what I'm doing. But the world number nine, the people that are very psychic, like you have a lot of gifted people on the show, but the ones that are in tune, they're depressed. Have you noticed that you've had plenty of depressed people come through those phone lines?
Well, I'm under a lot of stress.
Right? They're overwhelmed. And so I'm telling them, learn to separate from it. Don't let it get you. You know, you got to do what you're doing right now, George. Lay it out. What's the plan? What am I going to achieve today so that I get the most out of it before it's the end of the week again? It's the end of the month. It's now the end of the year. That's how fast it moves.
Do you look at years by the month? And do you judge everything by the month? Like, you know, here we are rounding out August and we're going into September. So do you take a close look at September?
You bet I do. As a matter of fact, there are 2 months that I'm always cautious in. Like, I just make a note. The month of 7 is a test of faith. I always feel like we're tested. And you'll find, like, terrorist attacks that have happened in July, which we witnessed, right, in Nice, those horrible attacks. But also 8. This energy is very outspoken. Like the energy, just that vibration, people call you out and you get caught if you're up to no good, which we've seen plenty of that this month. Even with the money, with Iraq, remember the ransom? The question being, was the money ransom money when all that money was given, when
mm-hmm.
we got people who were...
Oh, you mean Iran. You mean Iran.
I'm sorry, Iran, forgive me. Those to me, Iran, Iraq, forgive me.
That's okay. But that's what I'm here for. I'm here to keep you honest, Glynis.
It wasn't money for them. Okay, so Iran. But what I'm getting at is these things are unveiled. And, you know, it's going to make me jump a little here, but the Anthony Weiner scandal, the fact that, again, he's been busted, but this time his wife, and do you pronounce it Huma or Uma?
I have always said Huma.
Uh-huh. So Huma Abedin, she finally said, done. I'm done.
She's done We're this over. Time. She should have been done the first time.
Well, judging by some of the things he said, she had cut him off. Like, her heart was broken, but she tried to stay married because of her faith and having a child with him. But now it's over.
And well, would the numbers have said, Anthony, you're in deep trouble?
Well, you know what they tell us? Yes, absolutely. He's in a personal year 4, which means learning the hard way, like learning the hard lesson. But also, as a 6 life path, you know, there's a positive and negative side to all of our numbers. The negative side of 6 is to sabotage your life. Look what this man has done. He had a major career, and then that first scandal happened. It all fell apart, but he still had a wife and children, and or a child, and look what he's done with that.
Well, absolutely. Yeah. Okay, so let's look at the election. Let's spend a little time talking about the candidates.
Okay.
I mean, we are coming up to November 8th really soon, so let me jump ahead just for a moment. That date, the election date, November 8th, will that have any significance by itself?
Well, technically, it's November 26th, right? I'm sorry.
No,
you're talking about the actual election day.
Yeah, it's November 8th.
26th for the first debate. That's also an 8-day. You bet that's significant. That's an 8-day. You know, when I did the research on these presidents, George, the number 8 is considered a political number. Like, you will often see 8 in
That's the money number, though, right?
Say it again.
That's the money number.
Well, but remember, and this is where some of your own audience gets confused, a number has a lot of traits to it. So, sure, we know that 8 can represent finance. And by the way, are not politicians all about money? Aren't they about where to spend the money, who should get the money? That's what they deal with, correct?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so it isn't surprising. But it also means an 8 is outspoken, they are political, they are strong about their opinion, and it's hard for them to give it up. Haven't we witnessed that this year?
Yep, we sure have.
You know, everyone who's been running, they just hold their position. It's very hard to get a compromise, even during the cycle of the election. But anyway, let's go back to that date. You said November 8th, 2016. So the actual day is an 8-day. The month and day reduced to one digit is a 1. And then the whole date adds up to 1. This means it's fiercely competitive, okay?
Mm-hmm.
1 means out to win. Well, we already know that. But the downside of 8, again, is to learn some lessons, like what's coming up. Right now, if you look at Trump, one of his favorite things to say is, if I don't win this thing, it was rigged.
That's right.
That's what we hear. Yeah,
he said that some time ago, too.
That's right. Now, mind you, by saying that, that to me is ridiculous. I mean, you shouldn't be planting that seed. You should just keep the eye on the prize and do what it takes to win. But by saying that, since it is an 8-day, you can bet there will be some accusations that day, no matter what happens.
Oh, they're going to fly. I mean, today, Homeland Security said they're going to step in and look at the election because they're concerned about international hackers and safety and everything else. It's a mess.
Well, now that's the other heartbreak, is what's happening with hackers outside of this country. The fact that we have to deal with that, like Julian Assange. You know, the fact that
the WikiLeaks guy.
Yeah, he shows up with all that information, and the night before the Democratic convention, and the lead, Deborah Wasserman Schultz, had
she by the way, won her primary tonight, so she's hanging in there.
Yes, but she lost her position. She was so proud to be in charge, and those emails were revealed. And that came from him, and now he's saying he's got plenty more.
He's got more coming out in October.
Oh, my goodness. And that's why I'm telling you, George, this year is like no other. And I had a big kind of an epiphany. I was running the numbers on Hillary Clinton, looking at her with her partner, looking at Trump with his partner. And I thought to myself, you know, if nothing else, what this represents, it is now time that we have a third party, that we can create that third party, and it could actually win the next time around. Because this has gotten out of control, has it not?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, the libertarian Gary Johnson, who's starting to advertise all over the place, including this program, I mean, he's a viable candidate, true politician.
Yeah, and he was a governor.
And he was a governor, likable guy.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just think to win, you have to be one of the two major parties.
And that's why it has to stop. And I think what's good about Donald Trump, when I said to you back in May, and I said it before that, I said, he's not Republican, he's a Trumpian. Remember I said that?
Yeah.
And now look what happened. How many Republicans have come out against him and said, we don't support you, we don't think you stand
for us? They turned on him. It's amazing they're all still close in this race. It's going to be a horse race.
It's a horse race like nothing we've ever seen before. But going to that, he reminds me that there should have been a third party. Because if you are supposed to be at the top of a ticket and those people under you say you don't even represent us, then it's time for another party.
Yeah. Well, we saw what Ross Perot did. Ross Perot crushed senior George Bush against Bill Clinton.
That's right. But wouldn't it be something to finally see a third party win?
That would be an interesting take. Hold on, Glynis. We're going to come back and talk more. Let's talk a little fun about what the numbers mean to all of us in the year to come. And we'll take calls next hour with Glynis McCants. And we always let her talk with you personally about yourself as well. I'm George Norrie. Don't touch your dial. We'll be back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM with the numbers lady, Glynis McCants. Okay, welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with Glynis McCants, the numbers lady. We'll take your calls with her next hour. People love talking with you about their numbers, Glynis. They love it.
Yeah, it's really healing for them because, you know, the numbers don't lie. I always say that. The numbers don't lie. Sometimes people do. But if you interpret who someone is, it feels good to be recognized. You know, like if I read your numbers and you're like, oh my gosh, that's me, yet you might be married to someone who's put you down for those exact characteristics, you can finally say, look, honey, it's numerology. It is who I am.
Blame numerology.
Yeah,
right?
Don't blame me. Blame the numbers. And it really has healed many marriages, I might add.
How do you calculate these numbers so quickly when people call you? Because you've done this in rocket speed. I mean, are you sitting there with a calculator? Do you do it in your head?
I really do run the numbers in my head. And I'll tell you why I do it. Like, I know a lot of people deal like with a program. Let's say they type it in and break it down. The reason I don't do that is I can feel energy. So when I'm running a number, there's a positive and negative side to every number. My gift as a reader and interpreter is to know what side are you living on? Are you going negative or positive?
Yeah, good, yeah. Good
so
point.
So when I break down those numbers, I can feel it. And there was something exciting to tell you about in September, which is coming right up. It's good news for everybody. The month of September is a 9 month, and because the world number is a 9, it's very special. Like, George, this only happens every 9 years, so it's not something that happens every year at all. And here's how it works. There are three numbers in each day. So I'm going to give you an example. 9-1-2016. First, you take the month and day and break it down to one digit. 9 plus 1 is 10. 1 plus 0 is 1. Simple enough, right? The actual day is a 1 day because it's the first. And then you take the full date and reduce it to one digit. So 9 plus 1 plus 2, which would be 12, plus 1, 13, plus 6 is 19. Break it down. 1 plus 9 is 10. 1 plus 0 is 1. That means 9-1-2016 is a 1-1-1 day.
Wow.
Now, that also means the next day, the second, is a 2-2-2 day. The following, a 3-3-3 day. That's not normal, George. Normally, dates have, it might be a 4-5-6 day. You know, there might be toxic numbers. And what that means is numbers that are not compatible to one another. But when the numbers line up like this, you can use it to your advantage. And how do you do it? You have to know your life path number. So how about we use you as the example?
Okay.
You're born 6-4-1950, correct?
Yep.
All right, so you break that down. 6 plus 4 plus 1 plus 9 plus 5 plus 0 is 25. 2 plus 5 is 7. So you're a 7 life path. The natural match numbers, and natural match means really good for you. Like the ones, it's kind of easy. You communicate and you just tend to agree with each other or have a lot in common. The dates in the month of September, the first, anything that adds up to 1, 5, or 7 in that month is going to be excellent for you.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So that means the 1st, the 10th, the 19th, the 28th, all of those break down to a 1. And that means it's a 111, a 555, a 777, and those are your dates. And that means everybody listening, when they break down their life path to one digit, here's what I want them to know. If your number, if you're a life path number 3, 6, or 9, you should be looking at the 3rd, the 12th, the 21st. These numbers are the 3. Then you'd look at 15, the 6, because it's a 6. And then you look at 18, 9, because it's a 9. These are called natural match. You can use this. So I think September is exciting. And then the final group, since you're the 157, 1 life path, 5 life path, 7 life path, and I just said that, 248. 2 life path, 4 life path, 8 life path. When you take the full date of birth and reduce it to one digit, take advantage of the dates, 248. If they add up to it, use it. And I do have the calendar. You know that, George.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, on my website. But I just think what's nice about what I just told, especially you've got a lot of wonderful truck drivers who follow the show, correct?
They love it. Absolutely.
Okay. So a lot of them at this point kind of know their life path, but now they can use September to their advantage. If you have to travel, You want to pick a date that is compatible to you. If you have to get surgery, you want to pick a date again. If it's natural match, it's as good as it gets. Now, there's something else to be said. There's the extreme. Like, if let's say the day is a challenge to you in numerology, George. Like, example, the second, 222, you might find people who are more emotional around you.
Mm-hmm.
You're patient, and you put up with a lot. But if they're too emotional, not comfortable.
What happens if you get someone with a 666?
Oh, well, okay. First of all, I love you for saying that, because guess what? Charlie Youngblood was born 9-6, and this year, his birthday is 666.
Charlie being your husband, of
Charlie,
course.
Charlie, my husband. I'm like, oh, you're the devil this year, mister.
Yep. But seriously, that's not a great combination, is it?
Well, remember, in true life, that's not it. He adds up to a 4. He's a 4 life path. But his birthday, because it's 9-6 this year, and I told you the vibrations are repeating themselves, here's what people don't understand. Where does the power of 666 come in? It's what we've learned, right? It's what we know. They say it's the devil's sign. But 6 plus 6 plus 6 is 18. 1 plus 8 is 9. 9 is the highest number in numerology. It's like the number of completion. And I believe, doesn't it just represent, if you were to knock a 9 down, would it not look like a 6?
Of course.
Okay. Well, if 666 adds up to 9, it's the fallen angel. But it's not bad. And when I meet a 6, by the way, there are people who are born on 6 days, 6 life paths, 6 attitude. The first thing I say to them when I meet them, I say, you're the devil or angel, and you always decide. And they always laugh and say, you're exactly right, Glynis. If I'm happy or in a good mood, I'm lovely to everybody. But if I'm mad, watch out. So those are powerful numbers.
Okay, so let's talk about the rest of this year, which is going by so darn fast. But, I mean, October, November, December, it's always the festive moment. We've got Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, into New Year's.
Yes.
What do the numbers say about this year?
Well, I would tell you this. As we're coming out of what I considered a very tough summer, wouldn't you say?
It's been a lousy, tough summer.
It really has. It's been tough, hard lessons.
Tragedies, terrorism.
You know, tragedies, shootings, terrorism. Enough already. People are exhausted and want some good news. The energy, when you go to October, 1 plus 0 is 1. When I see 1, 2, 3 in numerology, which, by the way, October, November, December, right? 1, 11, which is 2, and then 12, which is 3. That's magic. Like, there's so much you can do. Many people know this because, by the way, I've done over 25,000 reads at this point, George. It's nuts. But I've looked for these patterns.
You do about that tonight.
Yes. What was that? I'm sorry.
You're going to do about 20,000 tonight.
Right, I'll add to my numbers tonight. But listen to this. 1, 2, 3. People will say to me, Glynis, you know, the summer was tough, but now it's October and I feel motivated. I'm ready to make a move. That's the energy of the month. So the world number 9 has had a major impact. It's like shined a light on all of us. Whether it's good news or bad news, you are confronting yourself. It's almost like we're taking a look at what do I want in my life? Do I want this relationship or is it time to end it? Do I like this job or should I get a new one? Or maybe it's time for my company. That's what the rest
Would you, not you directly, but would you end a relationship based on the numbers?
Oh, I absolutely would. Absolutely.
I mean, we know you found Charlie with the numbers, but I mean...
No. And hey, listen, it's one thing to have someone you love. It's, you know, to have a partner, to be married. But what about people in business? You could pick someone in business who's toxic to you in numerology, and they screw you over, let's be honest. And you, because maybe you didn't know numbers, so you didn't know they were toxic to you. That's why I teach this. I help people in big business pick the right employees for the job.
So what do you do to somebody who's working with you? You go, hey, what's your birthday?
Oh.
And they tell you, and then you run and check it. And
this is what I do. I mean, obviously, because I do numerology, I'm at an advantage to get that birthday, right?
That's right.
I say to them, look,
people generally give it to you.
Yeah, I'm like, I deal in the signs of numbers. We're checking energy for this office. What's your birthday? And if it's numbers that are toxic, I'm like, thank you for sharing. Good luck to you. Good luck to me. I'm not going to put myself in harm's way. And by the way, every time I've let someone who was toxic in numerology work for me, I get burned. I get hurt every time, George. And that's why I believe in this through completely. Like, you can find a way to get along with people, because in business, you're going to meet all kinds of people. But the ones closest to you, you got to make sure they're compatible. You don't need the headache.
Interesting take. And, of course, you could study that and learn that from your books
yes,
and what
when
you
it says in a birth, that book sets it up where it's kind of like the buffet of numerology. They can dabble into all of it, breaking down their names and numbers, but also their pet, naming their children. But Love by the Numbers helps you understand the people you're dating and also your family. It's powerful stuff.
Speaking of dating, you still write our blog on ParanormalDate.com, and I continue to get great response to what you do. Great advice you give people on that.
Yeah, and I like to help them because this is the thing. If people say, well, what would you want to be remembered as or why are you here? Matchmaking is my passion. I like to see people find healthy love. And did I tell you one couple get married that was 81 years old, George?
Really? That's cool.
Yes. So they were, of course, both widows, but they got together and they had the same things in common. They started traveling together. They go on cruises together and they're in love. So when people come to me depressed, they're like, oh, I'm 45. It's over. I'm like, no, it's not. If you want love, you can have it.
It's never over.
It isn't. You know, but you got to open yourself up for it. And that's what I also teach.
Why is it that in some cases somebody will die? Let's say a couple has been married 60 years. And they're in their 80s.
Yes.
One dies, and like an hour later, the other one dies. How can that happen?
Well, you know, when I hear stories like that, of course, I want to get the numbers to see it. There's been a couple of cases that I've seen personally where they literally had like six numbers out of six that were natural match and identical, and they kind of lost their life. Like, let's say the wife just stopped working, and she kind of lived for her husband. So when he passed, she had no life purpose. And to be honest with you, I don't encourage that. Like I always say to people, well, what are you doing with your life? It's good to have a partner and love them, but what fulfills you? I want to make sure if you don't have any life purpose and all you do is live for your partner, of course you're going to pass when they pass. You feel like you have nothing left. But sometimes they really are almost the same person. Like my sister Monica, this is a good story. She was born August 9th. 57, let's say. Okay, August 9th, 1957. She met her husband in New Zealand, born the same day, same year.
How
identical.
About that?
And she never thought she'd get married. But when she met him, if they were just best friends. They got along so well, and now they've been together for well over 20 years. And they're madly in love, George. They wouldn't surprise me that if one passed, the other one would pass right after.
Yeah.
That would not surprise
they're
me.
They're connected.
They're that connected. They are so naturally matched. When they walk in a room, like if you don't see them, you feel like there's one person in the room. And then you look and it's two people. That's how the same they are in vibration.
How important is synchronicity to all this?
Extremely. You know, it's to me, synchronicity, you know, this goes back to psychic. When people put down that word, the truth is we all have it. Some of us tap into it better than others, but if you're thinking of your friend and the phone rings and it's your friend, that's synchronization with the universe. You're tapping into what is. You see, you're not blocking it. And when you don't block it, you have a much better life, don't you?
Yeah, you sure do.
Yeah.
You sure do. Now, when people call you next hour and the phones are ringing as we speak, what do you want? What do you need from them?
What I like to get, and now on radio we call this fast food numerology.
Yes, we do.
You can't do the full-blown thing. And by the way, full-blown means first and last name you go by, you know, birth certificate name, and your full date of birth. When I do radio, I need your full date of birth, and I need your first name. And I can look and give you some insights, like talk about the personal year you're in, and if you have a career question or relationship question, I can look at that for you.
Now, to be specific, not on the radio, but when you do these sitting down with people, do you need the time they were born to?
Nope,
do you use that?
That is astrology.
That's
and
astrology.
And in numerology, I do not. But I do need that full. Here's what's interesting. You're going to love this story. I just got a note from one of your listeners. They're like, Glynis, I'm twins with my brother, and we're nothing alike. I said, because you might have the same birthday, but your name numbers are different. There are three numbers in a name. And your destiny number is also different. Now that's four numbers that are nothing like your brother. And he's like, oh my gosh, I didn't even think of that. That's how come twins can be so different.
Speaking of twins, okay, I'm a Gemini. This is astrology. But I am convinced that I have, not schizophrenically, but I have two different kinds of personalities. I mean, one is very deliberate, you know, show-driven, business-like. The other is more fun, you know, let's have a good time.
Yeah.
Let's enjoy ourselves. Two different people, they really are. I like them both, but, you know. But they are two distinctly different people. What does numerology tell you about that? How can we have? Here's my question.
Yes.
How can there be two different people within me with the same birthday?
Here you go. It's called duality in the numbers. So here's an example. When we broke down your numbers earlier, 6-4-1950,
mm-hmm.
before you became the single number 7, your life path, you are a 25-7. 2 and 5, never the two shall meet. The 2's like, I want love, I'm romantic. And the 5's like, get me out of here. I want to go play. I don't want to be controlled. That's like you could beat yourself up sometimes. An inner monologue that's going back and forth, deciding what you want. That is two different people. So here you are, Gemini, but you also have duality in your numerology. And by the way, the reason it matters, if people wanted to understand you, they'd want to know both sides. So that if you, you know, as a 7, sometimes you might shut them down, like you're just busy, George,
mm-hmm.
and you don't mean to be. Like you might be short or curt, and they could take it wrong. You're just busy. You're not trying to be rude.
No, not at all.
But that's numbers. And if they know that about you, they cannot take offense. See, that's why I said knowledge is power here.
Amazing.
If you really understand where someone comes from, you can get along with anybody.
Yep, you sure can.
Mm-hmm. But it is in your astrology and in your numerology.
It's amazing how it works.
Yeah.
It really is. In good old Pythagoras, when he did this a long time
it's
ago.
It's remarkable. Like I said, because I've done it so long, it's over 27 years. When you live, eat, and breathe something, and you see these patterns, I want to tell you one quick Olympic pattern that I saw.
Sure.
That I'm so excited about. Michael Phelps, as you know, the Olympic swimmer, he has won 28 gold medals. I mean, 23 gold medals, but 28 medals altogether, right? More than any Olympian ever. So I was looking at his numbers, and then I saw Katie Ledecky. This is a girl. She's only 19. She's a swimmer. She's breaking her records, world records. Well, it turns out they were her world records, which is crazy, right? This is a 19-year-old child. So I thought, I'm going to do a chart on Michael Phelps and Katie Ledecky and see if they share anything, because they're similar, right? It turns out there are 6 numbers I told you. His numbers, what do they share? They share the number 2, the number 8, the number 1, the number 3, the number 5. That's 5 numbers out of 6 on a chart. That gave me chills, George, because she really is like him. See? And so what my thing is, if you're a mom listening and you have a little kid and you ran a chart and they had the numbers as Katie Ledecky and Michael Phelps, throw them in the pool.
Exactly.
They'd go swimming. They'd be a natural and they'd love it.
Where do people get your books, Glynis? Love by the Numbers, Glynis Has Your Number.
Okay, Love by the Numbers and Glynis Has Your Number. They're both available on Amazon.com. They're at Barnes & Noble, but they're also in regular bookstores too. And what's fun is many of my clients have both books because they're different. They're standalone books. And when you get bit by this bug, believe me, you're going to want to play with these books. It changes your life. It's a new way to look at your life.
Well, I tell you what, if a guy's smart, he'll take one of your books and walk into a lounge or something, just sit down, it becomes a chick magnet for him.
But you know what? You're exactly right. Love by the Numbers. The men who read that book see women a whole new way. Oh, I've got a great story, and this is one of your coast-to-coast listeners.
Minute to go. Go ahead.
Okay, this guy has not been in a relationship 15 years.
Wow.
He finally ran some numbers, and he found a woman, and he is crazy in love with her. And this is 15 years of nothing.
And it's working.
And it's working. And he says, I've never met anyone like her. Well, her numbers are just like his. Natural match. And that's what I'm talking about.
I mean, is it rude to do a match at dinner with somebody? And
I
then if the
should.
Numbers aren't good, you get up and leave?
How about this? Before you ask them out, get their numbers. Save time. Why go to dinner with someone who's not going to work for you in numerology?
You just got to be able to figure out how to get that birth date.
That's true. Very true.
That's the secret. All right, Glynis, stay with us. We're going to come back in a moment here on Coast to Coast AM with an hour of phone calls now with the numbers lady, Glynis McCants. So we will be right back.